Good evening, Aboisai. We're up to Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, and we shall be learning Siv Zayin, which is the halachas regarding how one gets called up, the steps towards the Aliyah, in very literal sense. Siv Zayin, ha'oyle lemigdol, somebody is called up from the Aliyah and he goes up towards the Bima. Oyle bePesach shuloy b'derech tzorim imkoymoy, he should go the shorter way from his place. If you're called up for an aliyah, you go towards the bima in the shortest way possible. But the shortest way, mim koyme from his place. Ve'yered mehamigdol b'derech acher, and the way you come back after you've completed your aliyah, you go down b'derech acher shuloy b'derech aruka. You go back to your place from a longer way. Ad mekavim shnei adrochim shovim. If it happens to be that both places are exactly identical, such as your seat is right behind the bima, so it's equal distance whether you go, whichever way you go, it's going to be equal. If both ways are equal, you should go towards the right, and you should go down the opposing way. So we're learning, first rule is as quick as possible. If all the ways are as quick, equally quick, then you turn to the right. Finishing off the Seif, it says, V'lo yered, you should not go down, ad sha'olo kva horoi likro is achrov, only go down when the next following person has stepped up. So don't leave before the right time. As soon as somebody has come up, then you can leave, but not prior to that. Why is that you should go the quickest possible way? Why is that? Sefkot Nchov Beis in Mishneh Berurah explains as follows. Mishum Kvoid HaTzibur, this is again for the concept of respect of the Tzibur, of the minion. Shaloyam tinu alav harbe, that people shouldn't wait for so long. So as to whether it takes 5 seconds or 8 seconds to reach the bima, it's trying to make it the quickest way. This additional 3 seconds is not respectful for the tzibur. It's not respectful. Go as quick as possible, swiftly to the bima. Figam, and additionally, moreover, an additional reason, mishum kvoid ha-toyre, it's also respect of the Torah. Leharo is to show shechaviva olav, that it's very precious to us. Umemayr likro is bo, and we hurry to read from the Torah. Therefore, 2 reasons why we go quick to the aliyah. One is because of kvoid ha-tzibur, one is kvoid ha-toyre. Sefkot nchof gimel, shelo derech aruka, shelo yitein nir olav kemaso, if you go the long way, he tends to look as if it's like a master, it's a burden on you. So again, it should go the quickest way possible. So if both are equal, if you sit exactly opposite, both are equal length, what you should do is that you should go towards the right. And the reason is, the general rule is called Pinoy Shatopoine. Whenever you can turn, whenever you have 2 options of going to the right or to the left, you should always go to the right. If they're both leading to the same place, then you should go towards the right. And we know that, we learned that from the Mizbech in the Beis Hamikdash. So there's an interesting halacha. I actually just saw today, I saw earlier, that the Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses whether it's din d'oraisa or not. Interesting shaila. Is it a din d'oraisa or not? It could be that it could be touching on a d'oraisa level. That's how strict this concept is. But so if they're both equal length, you take the right. What about a left-handed person? Makes any difference? No, it won't make a difference, you're right. Yeah, it won't make a difference, you'll go to the right. Yeah, okay. V'yered b'Pesach shekenegdoi, you should go from the opposite direction. Before we go into this Mishneh Berurah, I want to mention that the Poskim discuss that it's... Let's actually see this Mishnah Berurah first. Sifkon Chovei. Fayerev Pesach Shekenegd. V'asmuchol azem ikrod Yecheskel. We see this from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Dekziv lo yoshuv derech Hashem. Ashebo boy kinicho yeitze. It's learned from a pasuk in Yecheskel that you should go from a different... You should leave from a different way than you came. Should be two different directions. Vegam. Also, Hachazn Shemoile Chasev Toira La Teva Namiadin Kane. The Chazn, when he goes and he takes the Sefer Torah from the Oren, the same rule will apply. Shoile Bedechemin Vyered Mateva Pesach Shekinek Doi. That when the Chazn takes the Sefer Torah, he should go the quickest way possible, and also he should go to the right, from the right side, if right side possible. Because often what's going to be is that it's going to be the same from the Oren to the Bima. It's probably going to be both ways are going to be equal length, probably by definition. Probably, so therefore the halacha is you should go from the right. What about the way back? Should go to the left. Now it's interesting that a lot of the big shuls, what do? The big shuls, I'm thinking about monks, for instance. Anybody ever done to monks? Well, in Stiebel, how do they go? They just go like this? Yeah, because some shuls, they take a very great detour. They go mamush to the back. Have you seen that? Which shuls do it like that? Netzach. Good. Yeah. Wells. I know that a lot of the very big shuls, they do that. In Shtibul, they go just like this. They go right there. Oh, really? Okay. Okay, is this against halacha to go and make a detour or not? Can't be. Yeah. Yeah.
To allow more people to show their
chavitas
to the Torah.
Yeah. Yes. So the Emma says, on the way back, there is no problem at all. There is no problem at all. On the contrary, we don't find any. On the way to the Bima, one should go as quick as possible, as we learned. Get to the point. It's Tichel Tzibur, and also Chibur. It's also shows Kovat HaTorah and Kovat HaTzibur. But when it comes to the way back, that's not an issue at all. וגם החזן כשמועל לך עשה ותורה לטבע נמי הדינגן כשאוילה בדרך ימין וירד מהטבע פסח שכנגד ואפשר זה תורה לא אוילה מועלה בדרך ימין ואפילו בדרך ארוכו he says the Mishnah says that could even be that when it comes to say the Torah and it's a bit longer, let's say the Oren would be over here, would be over there, say for argument's sake. So it's very unlikely. I can't think of it. I can't picture myself a good case, but even if the right, the Mishnah says, even if it would be a longer way, the right direction is the longer one. Nevertheless, you should go through the right side. He says, when it's about taking the Sefer Torah from the Oren to the Bima, you should always go the right, even if it's the longer way. Nowadays, that our Bima is always opposite to Oren HaKodesh, as it says earlier, by definition, it's going to be equal. Because for Achronim, Mishi Koronis Alalas Atoira, the Achronim, right? Somebody is called for an Aliyah. Yeish Lolelech Bezrizus Miyad. Bezrizus should go as quick as possible. Velo Yorot, we shouldn't run though. So go quick, but don't run. Mishum Kvoit Beis HaKnesset and Kvoit HaTzibur. Because of COVID, Beis HaKnesset and COVID HaTzibur. I had an interesting Shaila. I saw in the postgame. And so what about if the Bishop Eich is being said? Like in many shuls, they call up somebody and then afterwards there's Mishab Eichs. So really, you're going to make it on time by strolling. You're going to make it on time as well. Does this halacha apply as well that you should be Zoriz or not? So you said you should be Zoriz as well.
Even so, you should still stop before you get to the front door and then walk slowly.
Right. Very interesting. Yeah. What do you Tana Rabbi say? If the Mishvech has been said, do you need to? So you should. Yeah. You say because of Kodat Torah either way. So it's, the Poskim actually say that, that even if Mishabech said, if Mishabech is being said, you should try to hurry up to show the Chavivus of the Torah, and you should indeed show the Avos of Torah. So I'm sure that you're right, that you shouldn't be, as he says, of Yelo Yorutz, so same would apply there as well, that certainly you shouldn't run, but you should show that it's important for you not strolling. But you should show, on the contrary, you should show that you're Zoris and you're hurrying. If anybody ever zoiched to see Rav Eliashiv Zichroni Livrocha, I was zoiched to daven by Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv was very near me yeshiva. Anybody who's learned in me yeshiva was one of the things that, one of the sightseeings, was to daven by Rav Eliashiv. Anybody has also been zoiched? Did you ever go? Porter cabin, right? So I was before the porter cabin time when he davened in Tiferes Bachurim in his shul. And I davened really early. I forgot it was about 6 o'clock. He used to show up, put talis and tefillin on, stay shnai mikra vechotagum for about half an hour, about 20 minutes, half an hour, about something. I don't remember exactly the times. It's a number of years ago. But after that was davening, 6:30ish or so was davening, and the challenge was to be there on time. Challenge for us, for Rav Eliashiv, wasn't a problem at all. He was in his 90s, but it doesn't seem to have been an issue for him to be right awake and to be completely in it. But it was quite unbelievable, quite unbelievable sound how he davened. It was mamash bezrizus. He davened very quickly. He davened very, very quickly. And then I remember it was an Ilah Torah, and I remember clearly the speed of him running to the bima. It was exactly as he says. It was bordering the loyorot. And it's a person in his 90s. And I was building the loyalty because it was a person in his 90s. It was deep in his 90s, probably by then. And the speed that he went from his place to the Sefer Torah was quite astonishing. And indeed, you could see that time is precious, and the Sefer Torah is precious, and Aliyah LaTorah is precious. He made the ocean. That's how it's meant to be.
Can I just clarify the love you said earlier? It's current to the Raisa. Always to go right, or just in relation to Chris Taylor?
Always.
So if you're going to go to the park, and you can go one way or another, you should go the right way.
So the question is, are they both equal?
Let's say you're driving, and it doesn't make much difference.
Well, it will make some difference. Yeah, I hear the point. I thought about it myself. We're only talking about if it's equal. If there's no difference at all, that's when it applies. Like from Beit Mizbeach. That's the where we find it, that if it's equal distances, there's no mailin chesronis in either, then the halacha applies, take the right. But if there's any reason why the left is better, quicker, more comfortable, then the halacha won't apply.
Whose right are we talking about? If I stand behind the bima, then my right will be here.
The one approaching.
The one approaching.
So you're talking about the one having naliyah?
Yes.
For the person who has naliyah. The person who's Aliyah, it's his right. I hear. So somebody's facing, it's a good question. What if somebody's davening over here? What's his right?
You're sitting here.
Yeah. If he's turning towards the beamer, that is. Yeah. But he could be turning, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose. It's yeah, that's definitely pshat, yeah. 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 Today I feel a little bit less attached to the Mishneh Berurah, I must say. Pardon? Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah Kodem Chavav. Right, now the Ramah said halacha, and I wonder if anybody is aware of that. He says that only leave when somebody else has come up already. Only leave when the next oiler has reached the Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah explains why is that? Why do you have to be makbid on that? Sefkot Chavav Ad Sha'ala Mishum Kvoit Sefer Torah. It's because of the honor of Sefer Torah. Shaloya Nichen Levado. Don't leave the Sefer Torah alone. It's disrespectful to have the Sefer Torah lying there by itself. Now, is it really by itself? Is he really standing alone?
The wardens.
At the very least, you've got a Baal Koira. You've probably got a Gabba. And you've got, as we learned earlier, there's at least three people standing there. So if you leave, there's still another two there. So therefore, what do you think? Pardon? You see that? So it won't matter anymore. It won't matter because you've got two people there, so it doesn't matter. But we learned that there's other reasons why you need three people. It's either because of the others, or because of the Torah was given through a shlichus, a third party. So there's other reasons. What do you think? Do you think that nowadays you can be more lenient because of that? What do you think? Because there are anyway two people standing there after you've left. Or would you still say you should stay there until the next person has come up? What do you tie in them? Right. There may be a few. You're right. Often it won't be no yigah. But it doesn't have to be. For instance, maftia, or there's going to be occasions that maybe it's not no yigah. Yeah. So lemaisa, the poskim say that you should try. You should stay. You should take a stay. Even if he has not, you should wait until the next person is actually here. You should try it because of covet. Even although there's two people there, nevertheless, it's covet. It's more respectful if you. Somebody else takes your place before you leave. Sivkot and Chavov, Achalam, Mishum Kvoitze, Vetush, and Nichen Levata. Vaminik. The minig is, Lamtin, Achimaschil, Asheni, Abrocha. The minig is to wait until the next person is going to say the Brocha. Vametaktikim, Choshishim, Shibdech, Lo Yuchto, Lishmaya, Kriyek, Hoigen, Lochen, Mamtin, Mamti. Vametaktikim, people are careful, Choshishim, they are concerned. Shibderech, on the way back, Lo Yuchto, Lishmaya, Kriyek, they will not be able to hear the laning properly and thoroughly, Kohigan. Lochain therefore mamtinin, they wait al Shisaima Sheini, they wait until the next person is finished altogether. For Yodim and Gavalagav, and they will leave Bengavalagav between Aliyas. So you're really going to wait until the next person, and then you're gonna ensure that you only step away Bengavalagav to ensure that you're gonna be able to hear the whole Aliyah. So don't go away whilst landing is taking place, because you're not gonna be able to hear the Aliyah. There is a bit of a shayla over here, Rabbi Yisai. To what extent are you really obligated to hear the Aliyah? To what extent are you actually obligated to hear the laning, rather? To what extent do you need to hear every single word? We've spoken about that previously. To what extent? We're talking about, Shulchan Aruch tells us, don't straightway run away, because you may miss some of the laning. Rather, wait between gavra and gavra, and that's the right time you should step away. And he says, because if you're going to step away in the middle of laning, you're not going to be able to concentrate on laning. So my question is, does it really matter so much if you miss some of the laning? Does it really matter? Right. So this is a very important Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisai. It's a very important. We've spoken about that previously, but over here we're seeing it very, very, it's really stressed. Now, whilst it is true, there's a whole discussion as to whether laning is chovas hatzibur, is chovas hatzibur, chovas yochel, is an obligation on the individual, is maybe an obligation on the whole tzibur. That could all be. That's definitely true. There's a discussion, and there's many achronim who take the understanding that it's a chovas tzibur, could very well be. But nevertheless, once there is a chovas tzibur, every person who is part of the tzibur has an obligation to hear the laning. We mentioned that Ramosha, who's got very strong lashon, very powerful wording about the obligation to actually hear every single word. Mishav also said earlier as well, there is an obligation to hear every word in laning. There is an obligation. And we see that over here. The Mishnah is concerned about the name of Achronim. It's concerned about when you walk away and you're not listening to laning, that will be a problem. Rather, go between the aliyahs, go and make sure you're back in place, in your place, before the laning restarts. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to add as a footnote, we all have got Yetzirah. I think every single one of us has got Yetzirah during laning to quickly look at this amazing Chumashim with beautiful Perushim. Whether we're trying to find a quick word for the Shabbos table quickly, try to steal a quick word, or what is this article over in the bottom? What is this point? It sounds like a really interesting. Or you quickly look at other amazing sheets which are around, and you're quickly trying to glance at the. We all have got the same Yetzirah, we're all in the same boat, all in the same problem. But we're learning over here something really important. What are we learning? Pardon?
Listen.
You have to listen. So just as it's an issue to walk around during laning, Kal v'chomer, ben benoshel Kal v'chomer, even more so, it's a problem to actually read something which is not the laning. It's a problem. It's a very serious. It's a big problem. So whilst it's true, it's not on the same level as the Megillas, and it's not the same level as other areas. But nevertheless, we have to realize there is a halach of listening to the Kriyas HaTorah thoroughly. Kshiyorim min habima, I'm just finishing off this Mishnah book. Kshiyorim min habima, when you go down from the bim, yelech benachas, go slowly, velo yorotz, and don't run. Shelo yeh nireh alav kemaso, that it shouldn't be looking like a burden. The fact, after the aliyah, don't rush. Now, slow down a bit. Slow down and relax a bit, because otherwise it would imply you're rushing and you're not interested and you're just getting back to your place. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I want to point out something which it's absolutely not mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, just out of interest. What is generally the minhag after an aliyah, Rabbi Yisai? What happens normally after an aliyah? In most shuls, not everywhere. What happens after an aliyah? If you have an aliyah on Shabbos, what do you do? After that, you're finished. You're stepping down now. What do you do? Shkoich. Oh, very good. You go to the Rav. Very good. So once it's not universal anymore, but this is the real, real, real minik. It's a real minik. You go past the Rav. It's not just to make sure that he sees you here on Shabbos. It's not just for that. It's there's other reasons for that as well. I don't know, but I think that the reason is as follows. Any suggestions? Why is it? Is this universal? Is that true in all the shuls you know? You go past the Rav? How is it in United? Because they're very good with Minogim. In Shtibel, you go past the Rav, yeah? Why? In United, you do probably, no? It's not so? It's not so you don't go from the front? Does anybody know?
Usually go past all these...
The wardens.
In front of these.
Yeah, that's for financial reasons, probably. Probably. So I think that the reason as follows. We learned that... I am not 100% sure, but I heard that once, and I didn't see it in a safe, but I heard it once from somebody that suggested the reason as follows. It's definitely registered minhag. It's definitely something which has been taking place for many years. I think it has to do with the fact that... it's an acknowledgement that somebody who's Mechal Shabbos is not allowed to have the Nila Torah. Somebody is over on various Averos, a coin for instance also has got many halachas, why he shouldn't potentially be allowed to have an aliyah of coin at the very least. And also Levim and Israelim, they also similarly, there's many halachas why maybe they wouldn't be entitled for an aliyah. While the halacha they wouldn't be. So it's a showing of acknowledgement. Because really the one who has the veto right of any aliyah, this is very, very true in the traditional shuls, less true nowadays in the most common shuls, but it's the Rav has got the veto and he actually decides, as it were, about the aliyahs. Is he okay to have an aliyah or not? Is he okay? Is he acceptable for him? Is halachically okay for him to have an aliyah? And they can veto any aliyahs. It's a sign of acknowledgement, and please you know that I'm showing Meshavas kind of thing. It's a kind of acknowledgement, and I can't say cause the Torah, it's not really that, but it's a sign of what would be the right word? Acknowledgement. I think that's probably what it is. So I think that's probably where the Makor comes from, but it's something which is definitely an ancient minhag. We learned today the halachas regards to Aliyah LaTorah. If you've got any other suggestions, please let me know. But that's what I heard that pshat is. You go straight away to when you're called up. You go as quick as you as possible. If all the ways are equal length, you take the right, because kol derech shatoponeh, you should go the right side. Same applies also to Sefer Torah. When he goes to the bima, he should also go the quickest. And if both was equal, you take the right. On the way back, you should go slowly, and you should go from the left. And we also touched on the point that the Baal Kerah should remain in his the person with Aliyah should remain there until and he should not walk back to his place during laning, rather should wait gavre gavre. And right, that's it for tonight, Abbas. Good evening. Yeah.